And a good afternoon, everybody. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens. Amber from Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota,
right
which
here?
Is her very own company.
Yes.
And your own business. And,
that's right.
Welcome to the radio studios once again, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
It's an exciting day today.
It is very exciting.
And I noticed that earlier when I was reading some holidays. It's National Zucchini Day today.
It is.
And also... It's National
Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
Yeah, I've always got a kick out of that one.
It is.
That's about the only way to get rid of the stuff sometimes.
I know. Our garden wasn't very successful this year because I quit taking care of it relatively early on.
You got your dad's gardening skills.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, so. But a lot of people are posting pictures right now of all of their produce that they're getting from their gardens. And zucchini... tends to be one of the ones we get the most of.
It's pretty easy to grow.
It is.
I know when we first moved to Madison, in our house over on 2nd Avenue there,
yeah.
We tilled it up and planted a garden and planted, I don't know how much zucchini, but we had enough zucchini for the entire community.
Yes.
And they were getting bigger than baseball bats.
And, I know.
We should have sneaked them onto the neighbor's porch. But you're going to be talking about how to get rid of zucchini by preparing it and Eating it.
Yes.
Is it good for you?
It is very good for you.
Okay.
And I think, you know, you talk about it being getting as big as a baseball bat, and you're right. It can kind of hide from you in all those leaves sometimes, and then all of a sudden you've got this massive zucchini, which they're not really as good by the time they get that large. So if we can get them when they're smaller. But for some of these recipes that we'll talk about today.
I sold them to Bart Hill.
You what now?
I sold them to Bart
Hill for
practice. Baseball team. Yeah, for practice.
It'd be a fun activity for the kids to get them interested, wouldn't it? In food and baseball.
That's right.
So ideally, we get 3 to 4 cups of veggies each day. And zucchini can be such a great one to add because it does have loads and loads of health benefit. And it comes along with other vegetables that are in the same vegetable family, which is called, it's kind of a long word, and there won't be a quiz on this at the end. And I'm not even sure if I'll say it right. I had to listen to it a couple of times because I don't use this one very often. But it's cucurbitaceae.
Hmm.
You want to try it?
No. I'll let you as the expert handle
there
that.
There we go. So this is a family of vegetables that includes zucchini, but other summer squash as well, like yellow squash. Also winter squash and pumpkin, watermelon, cantaloupe. Honeydew, and cucumber. So a lot of the things that we're getting from our gardens here in Minnesota right now fall into this family. And this whole family of foods is rich in antioxidants that have benefits in, when we look at the research, anti-tumor benefits, especially with an emphasis on cancers of the digestive tract, so esophageal cancer, oral cancers. It also has anti-diabetic properties. So it can be, this whole family of vegetables can be helpful with, and fruits, with regulating blood sugars. It has hepatoprotective benefits, which means that it's great for our liver. Antimicrobial, which means it helps with our immune system. It helps fight off bacteria. Anti-obesity, which means it helps with weight management. Anti-ulcer, which means it can help with, again, digestive and stomach health. And then something called anti-genotoxic, which really just means that it helps protect our cells from damage. And that's where a lot of the research comes in, is that all of these fruits and vegetables that fall into this category of food help reduce a lot of that inflammation and a lot of the damage that happens to our cells because of all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that it contains. So a fun one to say, zeaxanthin.
Yeah,
you've heard of that one, I'm sure.
Quite often,
yes. Zeaxanthin and lutein are two things that we find a lot of in zucchini, and those are really great for eye health. So when we're thinking about keeping our eyes healthy as we age, zucchini can be a great addition to our diet to make that happen. It also has carotenoids, which we typically think of carotenoids as things that are orange, like cantaloupe, and even watermelon, but zucchini, summer squash, winter squash are all rich in those carotenoids too. And those are also really helpful with vision, but just in general with reducing inflammation. Now, super important when it comes to zucchini to keep the peel on. The peel is a rich source of fiber vitamin C, vitamin B6. So that can help with a lot of things as well. The fiber can help with blood sugar regulation, and it helps keep our bowels regular, helps move everything through our body, get rid of waste, which is all pretty important. And the research looks at a lot of different people. So we're looking at men with prostate health, women with fertility, postmenopausal, urinary incontinence from stress, all of those kinds of things have really been looked at a lot in the research. So zucchini, with all of its abundance.
Who knew?
That's right.
Just that zucchini is that healthy.
It is. Yeah. It's so good
who
for
knew?
You.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Never would have guessed it.
Never would have guessed. And there's lots of ways we can use it. I think sometimes people get kind of sick of it around this time of year. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we could talk about some creative ways to get it.
Sure. I happen to have a couple myself.
I would love to hear
them. I prepare zucchini.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Add it to Rata salads.
Oh, have you done that?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good way. I like to stew it with summer fruits and vegetables.
There we go.
To make ratatouille.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Stuff it with rice, lentils, and other vegetables and bake it.
Okay. Do you eat a lot of lentils?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Many. For a mild stir fry, add olive oil and saute it.
We do a lot of stir fries with zucchini in our house.
Boil it, then blend it into soups.
There we go. I have soups on here too.
Serve it as a side, grilled or sauteed with a little garlic and oil.
Yep. Easy.
It's really good that way.
It is, and it's simple. Yeah.
Try it breaded and fried.
Also a great way to do it.
Spiralize it into spaghetti or linguine-like noodles or slice it to replace lasagna sheets. Now, I do that one quite often.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you eat a lot of zucchini lasagna.
Uh-huh. I actually...
That you make.
I ate zucchini lasagna once, and I don't think I thought that much of it.
That's okay.
Yeah. And you can bake it into breads, pancakes, muffins, or cakes. And I do love zucchini bread.
Yeah, zucchini bread is delicious, isn't it? And that is a really great way to turn it into a dessert. And pancakes are another really great way to use it because you don't really taste the zucchini.
Right.
Right? You taste all of the other things that you're putting with it, but you're still getting all of these benefits that we get from zucchini.
That's everything I've got for you.
I love that. And you use it in so many creative ways.
I just wrote that up before you came in.
Yeah, right off the top of your head.
Zucchini.
Hmm? Yeah. Well, those are some really great suggestions. And when it comes to soup, because I think that is a great way to use it, a basil zucchini soup. A lot of people have basil coming up in their garden as well, is a great way to use it. And then a summer corn, because a lot of people have sweet corn right now. Summer corn, zucchini, and white bean soup is another one you can do. So if you look up those recipes, there's a handful of really good ones out there, and I'll link them on my Facebook page as well. The stir fries is the one we do at home the most. Grilling and roasting, like you mentioned, that's the easiest way to use it. And it is tasty just on its own with olive oil, garlic, salt, any of that kind of stuff. Toss it onto a kebab. Zucchini noodles are a great option. I'm not a fan either. I'll admit that. Zucchini noodles are not my favorite because pasta's okay. Don't eat as much of it. Bulk it up with the zucchini in there. But some people love it, and it is a really great way to use it. Another thing we love that you might like are zucchini boats. Have you done that before?
No, I don't think so.
You just slice that zucchini in half, scoop out the soft, seedy part in the middle, and then you fill it with whatever you want. So you can make a taco zucchini boat. You can make like a tuna melt zucchini boat. You can make a spaghetti zucchini boat.
So you eat whatever you put in there and then you throw out the zucchini? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you eat the zucchini.
You're supposed to eat the zucchini with it.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Got it.
Peel and all. Yes. Okay. So cut off the ends, cut it in half, and then just fill it up.
Okay. I just misunderstood.
You misunderstood. The other one you might like is zucchini burgers. We did a lot of zucchini burgers in our house. Because you can put a little cheese on them, you add Parmesan into it, breadcrumbs to hold it together, and then you top it with a little cheese and fry it up on the stove.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It's not too bad. And you can even make baked zucchini chips or zucchini fries. Again, you add a little Parmesan to it, some panko, and you're good to go.
All right. Well, wow. Who thought we could talk for 10 minutes about zucchini, huh?
I did, yeah.
That's pretty exciting subject on National Zucchini Day.
That's right.
What more can you ask for?
That's right.
All right. Well, they do have more they want to ask you. How can they find you?
Yep. You can find me on Facebook at IMU Nutrition, I-M-U Nutrition, or online at imunutrition.com. Call here to the radio station for my contact info or call up to the clinic here in Madison if you want an appointment.
All right. Very good. We will talk again on Taco Tuesday with Amber Boyens next Tuesday afternoon. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.